After Tony Abbott said he would be Prime Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians are curious to see exactly how he plans to live up to his new title. One person who's witnessed how past governments have dealt with Aboriginal issues is Indigenous rights activist and former foreign correspondent Jeff McMullen. He told Lisa Burns what he thought of Tony Abbott's promise to volunteer in a remote Aboriginal community for 1 week each year.
Well, he's been going to Cape York and with his friend Noel Pearson working on a bit of building there on a holiday visit, and he's promised to go and do that in Nhulunbuy and visit some of the Yolngu there and make that another regular thing that he would do. As an example to government people to get out and go and listen, one could say, well, he's made it personal. The far more worrying part of Tony Abbott's pledge is that when he says, I'm going to be the Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs, and then announces up at the Garma Festival in the Northern Territory that Warren Mundine, another man that he's become friendly with, will head an Indigenous Advisory Council. And then Warren Mundine has told Australia that this will include the fact that he, Warren, thinks there are far too many Aboriginal organisations and lands councils and other bodies. You've in fact had Tony Abbott's blueprint for change just dropped on Aboriginal people without any consultation. And yet this was the man who said, top down, no consultation was the big failing of the intervention. The idea of assuming all of this responsibility personally in Canberra, John Howard rallied people around him. John Howard had the same kind of structure and advisory council. And the Howard era was disastrous for Aboriginal rights.
You worked overseas for many years as a foreign correspondent and saw firsthand the marginalisation and persecution of Indigenous peoples in varying degrees in many other countries. How does Australia compare to what you've seen?
I saw the worst in the genocides of Guatemala, 250,000 recent Maya Quiche people, but that's the last Indigenous majority in any of the Americas. And I saw a warning in the Amazon of what neglect and disease and dispossession driving people off their country would do. They crashed from probably around 5 million Amazonian Indigenous people to less than 200,000 today. So that's the warning. When I come home, I actually see the potential. It made me more deeply appreciate this beauty of Aboriginal culture and the rich diversity of it, the fact that there's that multiculturalism and the multilingualism and the different ways of relating to different parts of the country is a great natural strength that we have here if we work with it. But I also saw our government's stubborn refusal to work and invest trust to let Aboriginal people manage their own lives.
We heard just recently that Australia was found guilty of almost 150 human rights violations against refugees. What do you think this says about the Australian government's attitude towards human rights?
All of the constitutional lawyers have pointed out that the government can behave outrageously and trample our own common laws and lift the Racial Discrimination Act from its protection of Aboriginal people. It can show contempt for our international responsibility towards asylum seekers, and all the while be so thick-skinned towards criticism from the UN. The point you're making is that our human rights failings are across the board, which is sad because Australia, after World War II, worked very hard among the leading group of nations to establish a new way of collectively being responsible for our recognising human rights. I think probably you've touched on the biggest danger to Aboriginal people is our government is failing to see their humanity. They have no real human rights in their own land.